Translation again. O lotus-eyed Lord, as baby birds that have not yet developed their wings always look for their mother to return and feed them, as small calves tied with ropes await anxiously the time of milking, when they will be allowed to drink the milk of their mothers, or as a morose wife whose husband is away from home always longs for him to return and satisfy her in all respects, I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service unto you. Purport. A pure devotee always yearns to associate personally with the Lord and render service unto him. The examples given in this regard are most appropriate. A small bird is practically never satisfied except when the mother bird comes to feed it. A small calf is not satisfied unless allowed to suck the milk from the mother's udder. And a chaste, devoted wife whose husband is away from home is never satisfied until she has the association of her beloved husband. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya. Please chant along. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivashesha Shunyavari Paskatyade Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Sivashadi Go Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Hare. In our class two days ago, we had explained that this verse, which explains a yearning towards Krishna and a personal relationship of service towards Krishna, that this verse has been recommended by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I'm sorry, as a verse which sets the mood of our chanting. We do know this from Srila Prabhupada, who has given us the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra as, my dear Lord, please engage me in your service. This verse says really the same thing. I yearn for the opportunity to render direct service unto you. The verse offers some role models now how this service should be done. And these are what is the mental condition in which to chant, and these are all examples of intense longing. Srila Prabhupada had explained that he had picked one verse from the Padyavali collection of Srila Rupa Goswami, from which he has coined or taken the term Krishna consciousness. Can you imagine what verse this is? I think we all have a feeling in our heart, but the verse is a very good verse. It says, I will say it in English, if Krishna consciousness is available anywhere, you have to immediately purchase it. What is the price? The price for this purchase of Krishna consciousness is your eagerness. Then Srila Prabhupada says that the Krishna is not a poor man. He can give you this eagerness. And also the Krishna seller, the pure devotee, they can give Krishna. But this eagerness is the price. I would like to say this in English now from Srila Prabhupada. This Krishna consciousness, I have taken this from this word Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati. This is actual translation in Sanskrit, or Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati. So Rupa Goswami advises that Krishna consciousness, if it is possible, please purchase. Don't delay. Purchase immediately. Where is it available? It is a very nice thing. Yes, it is available. You can purchase. The movement is going on. And what is the price? Price? It is such a nice thing, you have to pay price. Yes, there is price. What is that? Simply, Prabhupada's voice, when you hear the tape, it goes like this. Simply, very strong simply. Simply your eagerness. That is price. This price you have to pay. Then you get Krishna. Immediately. Krishna is not poor. And the Krishna seller, the Krishna devotee, he is also not poor. He can distribute Krishna free. And he is doing that. Simply, you have to purchase by your eagerness. So, yes, he can give you Krishna consciousness for free. This for free refers, you don't have to pay money. But then, you do have to purchase it in coins of eagerness, not coins of dollar and cent. Do we have a $1 coin?
They exist.
Huh? With no coins of dollars and cents. Your coins, Bhakta Joe, are coins from the money press of eagerness. Hare Krishna, this is the price. So, in this, Prabhupada, in this very, very nice way, he makes it clear to us that you can't just go on and do things, without having the proper mentality, the eagerness to reach Krishna. I would like to bring this to you now in philosophical terms from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. If you perform any sadhana, sadhana means a practice which brings you to sat, sat an eternal existence, you must be aware, whilst you do your sadhana, of the satya. What is satya? Satya is the goal of your practice, your spiritual orientation. Prabhupada did give an example to help us understand, the example of rowing a boat. If you row a boat, who of you has rowed a boat? Very good. So, Johannes also? In Bayern, there are...
There are even lakes, yes. Yeah,
there are even lakes, good. Sachi Devi, you have rowed a boat? Not yet. So... you row with the oars. And this now is important. When you don't know where you should go, then you just row enthusiastically. You just turn in circles. I do remember when I had this back pain, my doctor said, you must row. This strengthens the back muscles. And finally I surrendered, and we went to a lake, and we got into a rowing boat, one of these things. And I remember I was bubbling over with youthful enthusiasm, because in my youth I had rowed like anything. And I was just rowing and rowing and rowing, and all of a sudden I got dizzy, because I noticed that the boat was going in circles. I had a stronger right pull than the left pull, and you know, then there was someone in the boat with me, one person who was just a nice devotee, was with me. And he said, Maharaj, we are getting dizzy. You have to fix a goal in your rowing practice. Otherwise, some consequences of stomach upset will be there. So, and I fixed a goal, and we just went steadily to the goal. I believe that many devotees have to learn from this simple example of Srila Prabhupada. You need to fix a spiritual goal in your practice. And while you do your practice, you do have to meditate upon this. The Haribhakti Vilas tells us 6 rules of for quality chanting. Would you like to know these rules? I can warn you, this will be a revolution in your sadhana. Please listen very attentively. It says, now, first of all, who of you wants to perfect your spiritual life? Maybe there are some who are not interested. Joe wants to perfect. I think we all, you know, sometimes think, I'm now trying to make you alert so that you listen carefully. In order to perfect one's chanting of japa, one needs to cultivate the following qualities. First quality, control of the mind. This shouldn't sound totally new to you. You have heard it's an offense to be inattentive while chanting. So, control of the mind. Now, how do you do this? I think most of us know how restless our mind can be. To control the mind, my dear devotees, there is a very, very good technique, which I will teach you now. For this we will go for a moment, make an excursion, it won't be long, don't worry, into the yoga system, which is all about controlling the mind. That's all they are concerned with. Patanjali says, yoga chitta vritti nirodha. Yoga is meant to control the vrittis, the thought waves or the desires. And Srila Vyasadeva comments that one can control the vrittis are thought waves, by fixing the mind on one who has transcended human passions and attachments. This means, by the way, you are also doing this in an intuitive way. You have found out in this temple it's very helpful if the chanting of Srila Prabhupada is in the background, and you do this. This morning we even forgot to switch off that tape. We are so attached to this this vibration already, which is a good sign of attachment and not so much a good sign of being present in the moment. But you already know this. But you don't may not know how this scientifically works. If you fix your mind on, in order to control your mind, that you develop, that you can control. If you fix your mind on someone who has transcended human passions and attachments, how this can control your vrittis. And you will hear this now from the Padma Purana. You get one portion of the religious merit of a person by thinking of him. In other words, by thinking of a certain person, you get part of his qualities. Do you know what is a teenager? You were one, maybe. Teenagers always feel all of a sudden a need to put pictures all over their apartment. Sometimes this drives our devotee parents crazy when all of a sudden the teenagers come and they put like a football star or a very gross looking singer of some unattractive music, you know, and they put this. Why do they put this? Why does this happen even to devotee teenagers? Here is the answer. They know if they concentrate on this person, they enter into his energy field. They know this. That's why they have it. They wish to get a little bit from this football player. Maybe the strong legs or the ability to foul everyone or to run swiftly and heroically shoot a goal and be admired. Or the young teenager may feel, I want to also sing like Frank Sinatra. He has to appear on my wall and I look at him and then I will remember classics like My Sweet Valentina or something like this. My Way, I Did It My Way, you know. This is a very good idea. I want to also do it my way. The teenager will, and he will feel by looking at the picture. My dear devotees, this has a very important implication, maybe also in the second verse of this place. I have, however, determined not to go in actual social social situations. But it means also, if you want to advance, you might have to detach yourself from an energy field of a certain person. A teenager has to sometimes put away old pictures. I had to do it. In my wall, there was Jane Fonda and Mick Jagger as a teenager. And then I read Krishna conscious literature and I thought, oops, this is not good. If I want to develop spiritual life, the example of these people is not extremely useful in my life. And I put pictures of Prabhupada, of the acharyas, of the great personalities. And I developed a change in my thinking and equality. Because, my dear devotees, this is spiritual psychology at its best. One gets 1% of the qualities of a person by thinking of them. Have you ever been in love? No one admits to this in a temple. Okay, no need to give an answer. If you have, then you think of the beloved person so much and you become like them. You become like them. There are investigations on Germany that as the that Gustav Gründgens, a personality who is very much known to our Purusha Prabhu, Gustav Gründgens did a lot to the theater world. Huh? He was a good actor, and he acted, the person he liked to act out most was Mephistopheles from Faust, the devil, yes. Now, as he grew older, he had played so often Mephistopheles that his wife actually reported that in the night he would sometimes go like this, like the devil. And she started to get afraid of Mr. Gustav Gründgens, because he thought so much about this role that he became like Mephistopheles. Even Bela Lugosi, the famed actor who acted Dracula, you know, he at the end of his life he said, "When I will be buried, you have to put me in the black suit of Dracula. I want only to be like this." Hare Krishna. This is a negative example of thinking of some person and developing some useless qualities or even harmful qualities. So think of Srila Prabhupada. To hear his sound vibration will help you to develop that fixation of the mind and that purity which is required. You to control the mind, huh? To control the vrittis, the thought waves. You have to concentrate your mind on someone who has controlled human passions. That's why we mentally chant in the presence of our guru. When we that is what we do in our Vaishnava tradition. We take that principle and we use it for, and so on. In order to perfect one's chanting of japa, one needs to cultivate the following qualities: control of the mind. Then, internal and external purity. This is something we can contribute to the large field of interest in bhajan in America and the world. That if they want, this bhajan enthusiast, if they really want to perfect their practice of singing and chanting, it's very necessary that some rules are accepted in life for internal and external purity. Because only if you do have this internal and external purity, will you be able to think of Krishna and chant. Silence is required when you want to perfect your chanting. I do know in the Radha Gopinath temple, I've seen this very, very nicely exemplified. There is an unspoken rule: if you chant, you are not supposed to be interrupted and break into a discussion with someone, even though it may be a useful and good discussion. Because if you are not silencing your thoughts, the concentration will never come about. You must, while you chant, Prabhupada has often given the idea, you should try to chant in one row, finish your 16 rounds, that is best. I know it's not always practical when we are in a preaching center in the town where we go late to bed because we have visitors or we have programs which go into the later hours of the night, also the atmosphere is just boiling around us, and we might have to rest to be mentally strong. So yes, but I'm just saying this is a principle, a good principle. Silencing the mind means you don't allow mundane vibrations in the light, in the mind. You just keep on chanting. The material mind becomes silent in this. Then the next quality is, while you chant, you have to contemplate the mantra's meaning. bring yourself into that mood in which the mantra is said. What is the goal of this mantra? That this mantra is meant to bring you into the presence of the Lord, so that you can render direct service unto Him. And please know that Bhakti Yoga starts with Shravanam and Kirtanam. This is direct service. At least in Germany, I knew our idea of service was when you do something with the hands. That is only service. Nothing else is service. Or distribute books. That is service. Nothing else. Something active. Yes, that is also devotional service. If it is done in surrender, that is true. But it all starts Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, thinking of Krishna. These are limbs of bhakti. The nine limbs are like this. This is what devotional service is about.
Hare Krishna.
As you chant, you are already fulfilling the meaning of the mantra. Please engage me in your service. You are engaged. I know there was in the old times someone who was not liking to do any, what we call in our language, service. That means active service. Prabhupada said, if you just chant your 16 rounds, the rest of the time eat and sleep, you are allowed to do this. Because he knew, if he would chant Hare Krishna properly, then after some time he would like to do also other services. When you feel unenthusiastic for service, chant more, and the enthusiasm will return. By Krishna's blessing, service will be given to you. And if you feel stressed out by your hyperactivity, then chant more, and then the stress will go, and you will actually be able, I like to chant, but I like to do service. We have experienced this every year. We go and chant extra rounds, and that is our service. And after the period of chanting extra rounds, we are so enthusiastic for service. It's difficult for us to walk through the human beings because we stop at every human being and want to preach to them. We're so enthusiastic after chanting. Patience is another quality you have to develop. Don't expect immediate results. And steadfastness. This is from the 17th chapter of the Hari Bhakti Vilas, text number 129. Mm-hmm. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a song about this. Would you like to hear this song? Jape kala manake ekakra bavilai chite Shodha thakvata katha nahi kauna mahta chintaha sada Dayasraya kare namate adarakari krishna namasmara. While chanting japa, remember Krishna's name with affectionate respect. Concentrate the mind on the chanting alone. Be pure in mind and avoid speaking uselessly. Contemplate the mantra's meaning and remain patient. Fruits will come. Once Prabhupada was on a morning walk. Hare Krishna. And devotees asked him, when chanting our 16 rounds, we are not sure if these rounds are sincere. How can we develop quality in our chanting? We speak about this, perfecting our chanting. Prabhupada first of all defines what is quality. He says, when quality comes, there is no force. You will have a taste for chanting. You will desire at the time, why 16 rounds? Why not 16,000 rounds? you are smiling, you might feel, oh, there's quite some way to arrive at the quality chanting. That is quality. That is quality. Now you do it by force. Therefore, at least 16 rounds. But when you come to the quality, you will feel yourself, why 16? Why not 16,000? Just like Haridas Thakur was doing. He was not forced to do. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he requested, now you are old, you can reduce. But he refused. No! Up to the end of my life, I shall go on. That is quality. Have you got such tendency that you will go on chanting? That is quality. Now you are forced to do. Now, Prabhupada continues like this, and he gives a very nice example how this quality, this desire, this is called in Sanskrit, nam ruchi, the taste in the holy name, can come. And this is amazing. He gives an a school to learn love. Have you ever thought of what Novalis demanded? We must have schools for learning love. It's an interesting concept. No love, it just happens to us. We usually think. But there is something to learn love, to develop love. We can learn this from the Indian system. Our brahmacharis, now listen very carefully, this is something you don't know. You have to become a sannyasi or a grihastha. So, love comes slowly and steps to you. We speak of love of God, by the way, we do, but we give now an example. The example is, I will read this to you. Love you cannot force. You must love him, you must love her. Oh, that is no love. That is not love. Automatically you develop love for one another. That is quality, you know, not something which is forced, which arises. And now Prabhupada gives an example. In the Indian society, at an early age, they were married. There's no quality in that. But gradually, remaining together, the quality of love increases. Then the wife takes care of the husband, and the husband takes care of the wife. You know how it goes? They first are married when at an age where usually boys think girls are foolish. You can't wrestle with them. They always cry. And girls think about boys in the same way. Boys are just too cross, you know. They are... Who wants to be with them? They are just fools. So at this age, the marriage is made. As Prabhupada said, there cannot be attachment at that moment because they think differently. Then that changes when puberty comes. And at that time, the girl is sent to the boy with a plate of sandesh. Here, for you. And the boy looks at the girl and thinks, wow, sandesh. And he begins to associate sweetness with the girl, you know. But it is already happening. Then next time she the boy thinks, oh, for a long time she was not there, I didn't see her. And then one day she comes again, sent by the elders. And this time he starts to blush. The type of feelings I have, I mean. And then she goes, and then he thinks, oh, hopefully she comes tomorrow again. And more attention is given. And from this, the tender feelings of love for each other come. So that for a wife and a husband in Vedic times, the bond of love is so strong, they can't conceive of divorce. It's just not conceivable, not thinking. Even in the ancient practice, I mean, this is a taboo subject, I know, in modern society, but here we can talk freely, we are amongst the family. There was a verse, when the husband would die, the wife was so finished that she chanted this verse, oh, the fire of separation for you is so strong, it's so hot that I need to relieve it by entering the funeral pyre. That is the cooling flames. Amazing. My English is not very good. You can understand. That was how strong the bondage is. It's inconceivable for us, really, in our culture and in our upbringing. Times have changed. It's inconceivable, and therefore it shouldn't be forced. This, you know, if one doesn't feel fire is cool, then one should not enter it, you know. It will burn. It will burn strongly, you know. But when there's love, the fire of separation needs to be cooled, and one needs to do something to come together again, and that was done. That dobro, very good. So very amazing, but we are very far away from this experience in our Western culture. But the point is developing love. So developing, how do you develop love for Krishna? It must go slowly and slowly, and the whole secret is attention. If you develop attention for Krishna in your life, you can develop love for him. And that's the whole idea of this ancient marriage system of India. They would be brought together, and the boy would think, oh, hope the girl comes again. She can even come without sandesh. I'm not interested any longer because of the sandesh. I'm interested because of that person. She has such good qualities, and I feel enriched in my life in her presence. This is how. But it starts with attention. We know this when a brahmachari gets into a troubled area. It usually starts with attention to one particular woman. Is she in the kirtan, yes or no? Yes, she is. Some attention has happened, you know, and from there it sprouts, and soon he can dye his dhoti white. This is also how you develop your love for Krishna. You must become attentive to Krishna. Yesterday I talked to the most wonderful devotee, and we were discussing amongst ourselves how we must learn to see the hands of Krishna in our life, not demand to see the face. That is a very important rule. Then we can give attention to the Lord in all aspects of our life. From there love sprouts, and it becomes very, very good. Then we are no longer interested in the Lord for giving us things, for the sandesh which he gives us. No, we want his presence. That is more important for us than gifts. The Lord sometimes withholds the sandesh from the devotees, that means the nice experiences, because he wants to teach him, are you only behind after me because you get some sandesh from me? Ah, Is that our relationship? Or do you want me? Hare Krishna. So it's therefore sometimes the Lord hides the sandesh. We don't get sandesh. We get neem tree leaves, bitter leaves. Because the Lord wants that we turn towards Him for His sake, not for material rewards. This is how to develop chanting with love. Anyways, there are many more subjects, but time is also there. I actually wanted to take questions, but now is the Guru Puja. First deity greeting. Wonderful. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I really wish that all of you make this journey of love in Krishna consciousness. Is it wonderful? I'm sorry. Yes, please, blow your horn.